Will Iguodala foul Lillard? Almost stolen. Lillard stolen by Iguodala. Took it out of his hands. Curry from half court. It's up. It's over. Golden State survives and wins game two.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Dubs get the game two win against the Portland Trail Blazers in the Western Conference Finals. A come-from-behind victory, down 17, fight all the way back to get the W. Going to break that thing down, give you some post-game reaction as well, and then also an update on KD and Boogie, when we might see them once again. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. If you are looking for Locked On Warriors or any of the great podcasts on the Locked On Podcast Network, you can find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and just tell your smart device to play Locked On Warriors or any of the other national shows we got, like Locked On NBA, Locked On NFL. We got mock draft shows. We got everything covered from MLB, NBA, NFL, and college. So tell your smart device to play Locked On Warriors mostly. The Dubs get the game to come from behind victory against the Portland Trail Blazers in the Western Conference Finals. And it's something I talked about last podcast and last couple podcasts, honestly, ever since Kevin Durant went out, why it is so important that they win these games without him. For the simple fact, it buys them time to rehab and get better. And the reason I bring that up is because before tonight's game, the Warriors came out with a statement saying that both KD and Boogie would be reevaluated 1 week from today. So that means, well, on top of that, Bob Myers came out even before the official announcement was made and said that KD will not be traveling to Portland. So that meant he would miss 3 and 4, obviously. And then the statement from the team came out that he would be reevaluated next Thursday, which is after Game 5. Which I thought was interesting just because, I mean, look, I'm no doctor. I have no info as far as how injured he is, but you know, just not knowing what the situations would be in games 3, 4, and 5 to rule him out for the next 4 games, if there are that many. I don't know. And, you know, it's not a legal contract or anything. If for some reason he makes a great recovery and can play in game 5, you know, he'll play. But, I mean, the hope is there's not even a game 5 because the Warriors sweep him. I also thought it might speak a little bit to, and this is about as far of a conspiracy as I'll ever go, and it's not even a conspiracy, but the Warriors felt fine doing that because they feel pretty confident about beating the Trailblazers. And I don't know, tonight was close. Warriors still won, but you're just putting yourself, you're putting parameters on when he can come back. And that's probably because he is legitimately injured, and I'm not saying that they wouldn't want him back if they could have him. It's just, I don't know, if just depending on what happens in the rest of the series, like, you might want him back sometime. But either way, it doesn't matter. He is out through game 5. Same thing with Cousins. And with the Warriors going up 2-0, I feel pretty confident that we will see both those guys in the finals. But we'll have to wait and see. The other thing is, I'll give you guys a little advice. Stay away from the negativity that a lot of writers are going to be throwing out there, because they're looking for storylines, and that's a major storyline. The fact that, you know, KD is injured, and the injury is worse than the Warriors thought, and that he's quote-unquote not close to returning. Well, there's 2 weeks until the finals start. So is it really that big of a deal being up 2-0 on the Trailblazers right now, and you might not have KD for the rest of this series? Anything can happen in a series, but let's just assume the Warriors are able to wrap this one up without KD. You're telling me he won't be good to go in 2 weeks? I think he's going to be just fine. Same thing with Cousins. So I just wanted to get that out of the way, because a lot of people that cover the team are dramatic. And yes, it would be nice to have Kevin Durant back for this series. Looks like he won't be, mostly because the Warriors probably will wrap this thing up in five games at the most. On to tonight's game, where the Dubs took on the Portland Trailblazers in game two of the Western Conference Finals. It was a tale of two halves. It was really a tale of the first half, the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter. Both teams came out with the same starter, so it was the 2013 squad of Steph, Clay, Andre, Draymond, and Bogut. And I will say this, the one thing as far as the Kevin Durant injury goes, it's just more taxing on Andre Iguodala, which, as long as he remains healthy, I'm fine with it. So anyways, back to the game. Those were the starters. Portland remained with their starters, Dame, CJ, Mo Harkless, Aminu, and Cantor. And both teams just played straight-up defense. There wasn't a lot of – they didn't, do any crossing or anything yet. We did see some of it later in the game. Portland, we talked about their pick-and-roll coverage a lot. Everyone did. They opened up the game, pressing up on Steph, playing more standard pick-and-roll coverage, not dropping back into the lane, which I wish we had never mentioned, and they just kept doing it because Steph would keep getting wide-open looks. But they do that, and it just opens wide open, opens up for a Draymond Green dunk. Portland got an offensive rebound on the very first possession. It's something that continues to plague the Warriors in these last couple series. In the first quarter, the Dubs had 10 rebounds, one offensive. Portland had 13 rebounds and three of them offensive. So it just helps them get more shots. It helps them get more looks. And I'm sorry, it was actually 11 rebounds, but three of them were offensive for Portland. It's something that Warriors are going to have to work on, especially against teams with more size like Portland does. Portland's got a ton of size. They absolutely do. Draymond was playing off of Mo Harkless a good amount, kind of roaming, playing the Tony Allen type defense because Mo Harkless shot like 20% from three in the playoffs up until tonight and was only 27% from three in the regular season. And the thing is, sagging off of him and a guy like Amin, who also has had his struggles, is they're both capable. Harkless has hit over 40% from three in two different entire seasons. He's also been, right around 35, 36. Like, he's capable. I feel like this year is more of an anomaly than normal. He went 2 of 2 from three, 3 of 4 from the field in the first. He had 8 points. Al-Farouq Aminu had 9 points in the first. He was 1 of 1 from three. They both had offensive rebounds. They were getting after it. And like I talked about with size, both those guys are 6'8", 6'9". Like, they're a large team for sure. Rodney Hood has been really good for them. Also, he had 4 points in the first. So while I understood and even talked about maybe you sag off one of them, the thing is they're capable. It's not Tony Allen, So they stopped doing it once they knocked down a couple, which is understandable. In the first quarter, Draymond was great, though. He was a beast. He had 6 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 blocks in the first quarter. And he only played 10:41. He didn't play the whole 12. Draymond was a monster the entire game. In the first, though, Steph was able to get it going a little bit. He had 12 points, was 4 of 5 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3. Also had 2 rebounds and 2 assists. And Clay was, he had 7 points, but was 2 of 6. Clay struggled in the first half, but was able to get it going in the second half. And we'll get to that in a little bit. Andre Iguodala struggled. Offensively, at least. Or, you know what? I always feel bad saying offensively. I like to make sure that it's shooting, scoring. Andre went 0-3 from the field, missed 2 threes, and missed a layup, a lightly contested layup. He did have 1 steal, though, and 1 rebound. That's the thing with guys like Draymond and Andre. If what they did on the court equaled points, like if their defense, their assists, their IQ equaled points, they'd be, 20-plus point scorers a game. But since it doesn't, people think they're not that great. But Andre struggled scoring-wise, but still was getting things done offensively and defensively. We're going to take one quick break, come back, finish talking about the game, and get some post-game reaction as well. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Let's just get right back into it. In the second quarter, Hood came out, Rodney Hood, and he was getting buckets for the Trailblazers. I was a little worried about him coming into this series because, you know, him, Dame, and CJ have good games. That's ball game. You know, they're very capable. But the problem is, and it's been one of the problems for them kind of throughout the entire playoffs, is that that hasn't happened. All three of them having a good game hasn't really happened. It's Dame and CJ. Well, that hasn't really happened either. It's Dame and Hood, CJ and Hood. I might throw Seth Curry in there as well, who had one hell of a game tonight. I've tweeted out before, I am irrationally invested in the success of Seth Curry just because of his, he's Steph's brother, you know, he started with the Warriors, all that good stuff. He's going to get paid this offseason. Very excited to see it. But in the second, Hood was getting buckets. Jonas Jerebko had himself a nice little game tonight. He definitely proved that he is playable. If Steve Kerr does decide to trim his rotation down, Jonas Jerebko is not going to be part of the trim. He's going to continue playing. And I think if they make it to the finals, he could continue playing against Milwaukee. Toronto, we'll see, but Milwaukee, you can get him out there with against guys like Ilyasova or Mirotić. Toronto, I don't know, I'll have to dig a little deeper. We'll have to see on that one. They're a little more fleet of foot, but he played well tonight. Jordan Bell, maybe best game of the year, honestly, for him. It was funny, early in the game, he just wasn't really rolling on the pick and roll, which was driving me crazy because it was open. He would kind of pick and then wait for the pop, which I don't know. I don't love, but once he did start rolling, he was good tonight, and he was able to get buckets. He played really well. His final stat line was 4-7 from the field, 11 points, 3-4 from the free throw line, which was huge. He had 2 offensive rebounds, 3 rebounds altogether, 1 assist, 2 steals, and 1 block. Did have 2 turnovers, though. That's the thing. Jordan Bell, he did more than enough to have a good game. He still had his mistakes, which I'm sure are what drive Steve Kerr crazy. But his energy and his ability tonight were very much needed. Klay was kind of rushing his shots in the second quarter. Didn't really get great looks. And when he did, he would rush it a little bit. The defense was getting to him a little bit. Just a little bit. He ended up going 1-for-5 in the second quarter and was 0-for-2 from 3. Steph didn't have a great second quarter either. He was 2-for-5 from the field, 0-for-3 from 3. A good amount of turnovers in the second. 6 turnovers in the second quarter, which obviously will hurt the Warriors every time. 10 turnovers in the first half that the Trailblazers were able to capitalize on. And like I said, with them playing up in the pick and roll, Kanter was playing up on Steph. Steph pump fakes, Kanter jumps. Steph's able to jump into him, get the 3 free throws. That happened with Evan Turner also. That's the thing. If you're going to play up, like, they don't have an option, really. I would continue to pressure the ball handler on the pick and roll and try and do what you can. But the problem is there's not much Kanter can do, or Collins, or really, you know, anyone really when it's against Steph. But that's the thing. He got him a couple times on pump fakes and would get to the line for 3 free throws. In the second, Dame still had 0 points, but Portland was up 11. That was where I was kind of worried about tonight's game. It was similar to the Dubs in game six against the Rockets. Steph had 0 points, but the game was tied at half. And that's when the Rockets had to be worried. Dame hadn't scored. Portland was up 11, and they were up 15 at the half. Warriors could not stop fouling. Portland was 11 of 22 from 3 in the first half. Golden State was 3 of 13. Rebounds, Golden State had 20 boards, 4 of them offensive. Portland had 23, 8 offensive. And at halftime, Portland had gotten 8 more shots than the Warriors. So a lot of reasons why they were winning. Free throws, offensive rebounds, and 3-point shooting. To start the third, Steve Kerr made a little change to his lineup. Looney started the third instead of Bogut. We wouldn't see Bogut again in this game. And it was Steph, Klay, Andre, Draymond, and Looney. And that lineup was plus 18 in the second half. They started sending double teams at Dame and CJ, started trapping. The Warriors went on a 16-4 run in the first 4:49 of the third quarter. Klay got hot from three. Defense was on point. Dame and CJ couldn't make shots. Rebounding was better. It was kind of that classic third quarter barrage that we haven't really seen much this year. They went in that 16-4 run. There was a point where they went 13-0, and it's what got them back into the game. They were still down three, and Damian Jones actually came in and got about a minute plus of playing time. He did get a rebound, but he missed a rotation, and Draymond yelled at him, and that was it. So when DJ came out, Jordan Bell came in, and you had Steph, Klay, Alphonso McKinney, Jonas Jerebko, and Jordan Bell. Klay put the Warriors up by two with a three with 3:47 left, and about two sequences later, Steph was fouled shooting a three, knocks down all three free throws. Jordan Bell gets the steal on Dame. He actually misses the dunk in the open court. Sean Livingston gets the rebound, kicks it out to Steph. Steph misses the three. Jerebko gets the rebound, gets it to Jordan Bell in the lane, who kicks it out to Alphonso McKinney, who knocks down the corner three to put the Warriors up by five, 87-82 with 1:28 left. Dame then came down, knocked down a three, and then got two pretty weak calls, in my opinion, to get to the free throw line and knocked down all four free throws. Going into the fourth, it was 89-89. The Dubs outscored Portland by 15, obviously, in the third to tie the score up. Going into the fourth, they outscored them 39-24, and it wasn't just one player going off. Steph had 11 on 3 of 7 shooting, 2 of 5 from 3. Klay had 13 on 4 of 6, 3 of 3 from 3. Draymond was everywhere defensively. He also had 4 points. It was also Jordan Bell's best quarter. He had 6 points and 2 rebounds, both of them offensive. His defense was huge tonight. His energy, he was all over the place. And I know, I'm sure he did some things that still pissed Steve Kerr off, because even in post-game, Steve was kind of, he's like, yeah, he played well. This is a series where we can play him. So he was fine. Steve Kerr and Jordan Bell is going to be a funny thing to continue to watch, hopefully throughout next year also. But they definitely outplayed the Blazers in the third. Like I said, they outscored him 39-24. Dame and CJ couldn't get anything going in the third. They were 4 of 10 collectively for 13 points. Neither of them got anything going. And one good thing that the Warriors also did was they started shutting down the ancillary pieces, because that's one of the things that really helped them throughout the first half, was the fact that guys like Aminu and Harkless and Hood were able to get it going. To start the fourth, the Warriors came out with Klay, Quinn Cook, Sean Livingston, Jonas Jerebko, and Jordan Bell. And the offensive load was a little too much for Klay at this point, because he was also, you know, exerting himself defensively. He looked gassed. He couldn't get anything going in the fourth, or early fourth at least. Portland couldn't get much going either until Seth Curry got it going. This would have been the Seth Curry game if the Warriors weren't able to pull it out. And it probably still is the Seth Curry game, honestly. He played great, but in the fourth, he was 3 of 3 from the field, 3 of 3 from 3. He had a steal also, but he also had 4 steals in the entire game. All of them came against Steph. He had himself one hell of a game. He had 16 points. He was one of the reasons why they were able to stay in it, because Dame and CJ were not able to get it going. In the fourth, CJ, 0 of 6, Dame, 2 of 6, 1 of 5 from 3. Neither of them were able to get anything going. Klay, like I said, was having trouble with the carrying the load. Dubs went on a 10-0 run at one point, but Portland was able to push the lead back up to 8 with 4 minutes and 30 seconds left. It was a lot of back and forth. Regardless of the outcome, I mean, well, look, I'm just glad the Warriors won, obviously, but this was a fun game. This was a fun-ass game, like, for real. The Warriors were down 8 with 4:30 left, like I said, and they were able to go on a run and shut down Portland for about 3 minutes straight, which got the Warriors the lead 110-108. Seth comes in, knocks down another three to put the Warriors up 111-110 with 1 minute and 1 second left. On the next possession, Steph and Draymond run some pick and roll. Steph drops it down to Draymond, who kicks it to Loon for the oop to put the Dubs up 112-111. And real quick shout out to Kevon Looney, especially fourth quarter Kevon Looney, who had 7 points on 3-of-3 shooting, 3 rebounds, 1 offensive. He was plus 6 in the quarter. Like I said, that lineup, the you know, 3-ring crew plus Loon was plus 18 in the second half. So that put the Warriors up 112-111 with 53 seconds remaining. And not only did Looney play great offensively, he also was damn good defensively. He gets switched on to CJ McCollum on the very next possession, plays great defense on him, swats the ball away at one point, almost gets the steal, forces McCollum into a tough floater. He misses. Dubs get the rebound. Steph and Draymond put Myers Leonard in the pick and roll, gets Draymond an easy layup. Warriors up 114-111, 12 seconds left. And in the end, Damian Lillard dribbling around, he's looking for his three. He's looking for the three. And Dre is hounding him. Dre, by the way, that's Andre Iguodala, gets the swipe down on the three, gets the steal, kicks it to Steph. Steph throws it in the air, and that's ball game. Going to take a quick break, come back, play some post-game sound for you, and wrap this thing up. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Just went over the Dubs Game 2 victory over the Portland Trailblazers in the Western Conference Finals. Want to get right to some sound because I don't have a ton of time left, and there's a lot of good stuff I want to play. The very first one I got to play is our guy Clay, because he's just the best. He's asked about having a front row seat to the Curry versus Curry battle, which Clay shot down pretty quick. Because it's a storyline, people are going to hammer it just like the KD stuff. So here's what Clay had to say.
Where we always say I had a front row seat. I kind of was out there playing, but Seth was incredible tonight. He almost won the game for him. We got to do a better job on him. I mean, had 16 points. That's a huge impact. Plus 13. So we got to try and eliminate his looks next game. And what a special time to be in the Curry fam, because this, never know when this will ever happen again.
So there's Clay on the Curry versus Curry situation. Yes, Clay, you were out there, had a hell of a game for sure. Clay struggled in the first half, going 3-of-11. Got a little better in the second, going 5-of-11, 8-of-22. Not his greatest game offensively, but he did more than was needed to win, obviously. Steph was also asked about the Curry situation. He had a great response as well. And it's kind of what I was thinking, too. Here's what Steph had to say.
This was like the coolest experience I think I've ever had playing, you know, against him. We talked about the stage, and he was amazing tonight. You know, every minute he was out there defending, he was a pest. Made 3 big shots in the fourth quarter that were very timely. And for my parents, I know we've talked about it the whole series and these last 2 games. It's probably nerve-wracking as heck for them, but it worked out perfectly tonight. He played well, and we won.
Steph, that's exactly what I was thinking. He played great, and we still won. We, like I'm on the Warriors. The Warriors still won. How about that? A couple of the last things I want to get to. Draymond Green was asked about that last defensive play by Andre Iguodala that sealed the game up. Here is what Dre had to say on that.
I think the most important thing right there in that situation is Dre's intelligence. You see Dame kind of break the 3-point line and try to push off and step back. Dre was going to let him go. So once he tried to push off, Dre was already bracing for the push off because he was trying to take the 3 away anyway. And so, you know, so many times, you know, as a player, naturally when a guy get by you, you're going to try to recover. That's just a mindset. Like, a guy beat you, you're going to try to recover. Well, that's what he's trying to go for right there. I mean, we've all seen a million times Dame drive left, get his guy and try to recover, and he step back shooting the 3. We've seen that story before. Dre was ready for it, and no matter how far he had got by him or was about to get by him, he didn't try to recover. He just stayed on his hip, and he was ready to take the 3-point shot away. And then I think at this point now, that's a patented move for him, where he's going to strip the offensive player when they go to try to shoot the ball, and he, you know, got a good one right there and closed the game out for us.
It's true. I agree with Draymond. I mean, Andre and Draymond are two of the most intelligent players in the game, especially when it comes to defense. The plays that they made in the fourth quarter, and especially the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, when they basically shut down the Trailblazers for, you know, 3.5 minutes. So it's teaching tape. It's incredible. But it's funny that Draymond talked about the intelligence of Andre Iguodala, because Andre, being Andre, had a funny take on that last play. Here's what he had to say.
It's actually like working on parallel too.
You actually can take risks outside the three-point line. You can be extra aggressive because the key is not to get it up. So if a guy drives by you, then you still got the lead. So when you look at it that way, it wasn't that good of a play. Just take the odds of what you want to do, and odds are in your favor for something like that to happen outside of your home.
I just love it. Draymond's talking about how smart it was, and Andre's like, it wasn't that good of a play. Which, look, it was a really good play. It was risky, though, man. It was risky. If they give Dame that call, he knocks down all three, tie ball game. So it doesn't matter because it was a clean swipe, and it they didn't call the foul. Because there wasn't one to be called, but you just never know. You don't want to put it in the ref's hands, but refs made the right non-call. Iguodala gets steal, kicks to Steph, ball game. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will be back probably Saturday with just a quick breakdown of Game 3, and then back all next week, obviously. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth. Right. You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.